ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of sincerity in the third constituent of supplication, which is the constituent of the Almighty Allah, the one whom we call upon, the one who we invoke. We said that regarding this third constituent, the point that needs to be observed is the concept of sincerity. And sincerity is nothing other than recognizing Almighty Allah as the absolute cause. Recognizing God as the absolute cause will bring on closeness. But the point is that in Holy Quran, we have different looks at closeness. We have different stages, if we can say, that Holy Quran puts the wayfarers into. In the first stage, the Almighty Allah invites the servants through this expression, that through this technique, that it makes use of the third person pronoun in referring to himself. So it says, وَدْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Call upon him in secret and in open. So this is one stage. In the second stage, the Almighty Allah takes a closer approach and sends the good news to the earth through the messengers. And this verse of the Holy Quran is the example and instance of this. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. So you as my messenger have the responsibility of telling my servants that I am close unto them when they call upon me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The Almighty Allah tells the messengers to transmit this to the servants. In the third stage, however, at this stage, Allah is so close to the servants that He says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are nearer to you than your jugular veins. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. We are nearer to it than you, but you do not see. This verse refers to the generosity, to the pardoning of the Almighty Allah. This verse indicates that a significant secret and discloses a strange hidden point somehow, that God has not employed distance as a measure. Rather, He subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces His closeness in such a way difficult to be comprehended. And this verse notifies the one who is embracing a dying man that Allah is close to him. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Yet, this verse is different from نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. This is different. Concerning this نحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Imam Hassan alayhi salam was busy once praying when somebody crossed in front of him. Some of the attendants prevented him. When Imam Hassan alayhi salam finished his prayer, he said to the man, "Why did you prevent him from crossing?" The man said, "O son of the Messenger of Allah, he crossed between you and your mihrab." And Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, "Wayhak, woe to you. Inna Allah azza wa jal aqrabu ilayya min an yakhtura fi ma bayni wa baynahu ahad." God is closer to me that no one can intervene between him and me. Here, mihrab and praying place is used to absorb one's attention to one specific point. This is the third stage.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as you were with us, dear listeners, we have counted different stages and different methods that the Almighty Allah puts on when it comes to closeness. In the fourth stage, in this Quranic verse, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are nearer to him than his life vein, than his jugular vein. The Almighty Allah refers to another secret. The Almighty Allah gives good news to the true believers and monotheists, that is, God is closer to man than his life. And this verse, مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, depicts the relation between God and man. This shows, firstly, that if we comprehend the situation, we do not have any other choice than to resort to Allah. And secondly, it clarifies the sacred tradition, "O Moses, I am your necessary piety." And let us know that the only resort at the time of depression is Allah. If man pays constant attention to God, he will be engulfed in the world of light, and life will be of a different flavor to him, and he will behave differently than the others. This is what happens if man realizes this stage, this level of closeness. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Don't be
saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.